Wasn't that nice? I was just telling Sandy, as we sat here in the studio listening to that, that every time I hear a pianist who can play so beautifully, I always wish that I hadn't been such a mean little child and refused to take piano lessons. I took piano lessons one summer, much against my will, and when it came time for the recital, you know, which you have at the end of the summer, and everyone's mummy and daddy comes, and grandma and their aunts and uncles and so forth, to hear the youngsters play. Well, when it came my turn to play, I marched up onto the platform and put my music on the piano rack, and I started to play and thought the music looked kind of odd. I couldn't remember practicing and having it look like that, and it certainly sounded terrible. And by the time I had gotten to the place where I just had to stop, I discovered that I had my music upside down. Well, that ended my piano playing career right there. But when I hear something like that, I wish I had gone on and practiced. Before Sandy gets away, there's one more thing I wanted to ask you, and Sandy, and that is, who is the demonstrator for your Dresdenware classes or demonstrations out the store?
Well, that's Mrs. Gustafson. She's our demonstrator. Mm-hmm. She comes there Tuesday evening at 7:30. We have mm-hmm. our demonstrations then.
I think she's quite well known in the Twin Cities, isn't she, for her Dresden work?
Well, it isn't the Dresden, it's her product. It's mm-hmm. her own product, and that's mm-hmm. why she... And it's
her
something
name.
Brand new, and uh-huh. that's why her name is known in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Well, I believe we have some of the vital statistics about it. Anyway, thanks again, Sandy, and come up and see us.
Well, I sure enjoyed this a lot.
All right. You know, I've been telling you Homemaker Special listeners now for the last few days that now is the time to use apples a lot because they're a good buy. And now I see that the United States Department of Agriculture is backing me up in that by saying that apples are a bargain. And they're even offering a few suggestions for their use in salads at home. With apples, you might team up celery and nuts, or celery, grapes, and nuts, or salmon, tuna fish, or chicken. Or you may combine apples with orange or grapefruit sections. Any of those are good. One salad combination that they are suggesting calls for both cabbage and cheese. You combine equal parts of finely shredded cabbage and diced red unpeeled apples with half as much shredded American or Swiss cheese. Season it with salt and pepper and salad dressing and mix well, and garnish with slivers of red-skinned apples. Now that sounds kind of good. We've never tried that at our house. Cheese and cabbage and apples. Think I'll try it. Here's another salad tip. Start with one large red apple, diced and unpeeled, and combine it with 1 cup of shredded raw spinach, Swiss chard, or lettuce. Add 2 cups of shredded cabbage and salad dressing to taste. Well, it all sounds good to me. I guess that's because it's getting pretty close to lunchtime, isn't it? I suppose you've got lunch about ready, or maybe you're sitting there drinking your last cup of coffee. And whatever you're doing, I hope you have been listening to Homemaker Special and to Mrs. McCready, who was our guest today, telling us about peasant painting and Dresden painting and something about the classes that they have out at Vernon Sandy's. Well, I've been asking you ladies to send me your hints, your household hints. I haven't got any yet, but I've got another one for you today. At least you can't say I'm not doing my part. You know, stocking runs won't be nearly so visible if you'll mend them with a single nylon thread raveled from a discarded silk or nylon stocking. Use the thread from the hose nearly the color of the pair you're going to mend, and keep the stitches small and close together, and you'll be surprised what a difference it'll make. You ought to try it sometime. Now, I wonder how many of you were listening Saturday at 9:15 on WPBC when we had our Quirk of the Week program. I want to keep telling you about it because I think it's a program that we ladies especially are interested in. You write us a letter about some clerk or salesperson or insurance agent or taxi cab driver, some public servant, man or woman, who has been especially courteous and helpful to you sometime when you were shopping or riding the bus or so forth. You know, they get tired, and they probably get extremely tired of seeing a blur of faces before them all day long. But generally speaking, they keep their nice dispositions and their pleasant smiles and do their best to see that we are served in the way we want to be. So we'd like for you to write to WPBC nominating some clerk or some other public servant for the Clerk of the Week award. And then each Saturday morning, we interview someone whom you have written in about. We have a gift for them and a special certificate from WPBC proving to their friends and family that they were once selected for this honor. So when you go about your shopping and your everyday living, won't you keep it in mind and listen in at 9:15 next Saturday morning for Clerk of the Week, and let us have your letters, too. Well, it's time for us to go again today. See, this half hour has gone so quickly, I guess it's because we had such a nice guest. But we'll be here again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 11:30. And until then, this is Becky Ann saying that I hope you'll be here tomorrow for some more transcribed music and a little bit of this and that. Have a good day, and again, happy Halloween, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Tune in every day for Becky Ann and the Homemaker Special. Preceding program by tape recording.